Let's get to my guest here. So I've got Donna Anderson on the line, author of Love Fraud. I actually talked about this last week, Donna, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath from your book, and you know firsthand about sociopaths because your ex was one. Tell us that story briefly.
My ex-husband was a con artist. He took $250,000 from me. He was married. He had relationships with at least 6 different women during our 2.5-year marriage. He had a child with one of these women, and then 10 days after I left him, married the mother of the child. Now, this turned out to be the second time that he committed bigamy. And while all this was, I know all this now, but I didn't know it as it was going on, because what you need to understand is that sociopaths, when they first meet you, do not act like jerks. I mean, this guy, he presented himself to be a dynamic, successful entrepreneur, and who was head over heels in love with me and told me that I was the woman he'd been waiting for all his life. I know now that what he was doing is a typical sociopathic technique called love bombing.
And that's one of your warning signs. That guy who is a smooth talker, always has the answer, never misses a beat, all that charisma and charm.
That's one warning sign, but you have to look at the entire picture. I mean, it's important to people to understand that just because someone is a smooth talker, it doesn't mean that they're a sociopath. You have to look at it is that they're a smooth talker, that they have this Jekyll and Hyde personality, which means that one minute they love you and next minute the next, that they hate you. And then they also lie. I mean, that's one of the biggest signs that someone is a sociopath is they lie all the time. They lie like they breathe. They lie when they'd be better off telling the truth.
Donna Anderson's on the line with me, author of Love Fraud. She's got the 10 signs you're dating a sociopath. And I know enormous ego has to do with this. That would make sense. And the guy who's always blaming others.
Yes, that nothing is ever their fault. No matter how much trouble they're in, and these people tend to get in a lot of trouble, it's always the result of somebody else's actions, and they never did anything wrong.
You know, one that confuses me a little bit is the sexual magnetism one. If you feel intense attraction, if your physical relationship is unbelievable, it may be a problem. Why would that be?
Sociopaths are hardwired for sex. They tend to be very promiscuous, and they also have a lot of testosterone. And they're actually born this way. But because they have such a strong desire and such a strong need for stimulation, they tend to get a lot of practice because they start young and they're not necessarily particular about who they engage in relations with. But again, it's important that you look at the total picture. You know, just because someone is extremely sexy does not mean they're a sociopath. But if they're sexy and they're lying and they're overly attentive and promising you the world, if you have this entire picture, then you need to be careful.
See, I'm extremely sexy, and I don't consider myself sociopath.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear it.
And your website also offers advice on how to leave a sociopath. So we recognize and we recommend that you should log on to lovefraud.com. Donna Anderson, author of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath, just in time for Valentine's.
Yeah, really. Don't get swung up into something that really is bad for you.
Donna, best of luck in the future, and thanks for joining us on the Dave Otto Show this morning.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Donna Anderson. Oh, one other thing you might want to check out if you log on to lovefraud.com. There's a risk calculator. You enter your zip code, and it'll estimate the number of possible sociopaths you have in your area.
This is your station, playing all your favorites. I got a feeling. It's your music, your station. It's love. Your music, your artists, your station. Carry my-